Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Yonge Gezer Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our first installment in warming food on Shabbos. As I'm sure people know, there are numerous opinions and positions about these issues. We'll try to stay as best we can in the mainstream. So what I'd like to begin with is what's called Shehiya. Shehiya is the issue of warming food, placing food on a flame before Shabbos begins, and going into Shabbos in that way. It's an interesting thing to think about. Why should there be any issue at all? The prohibitions of Shabbos generally involve doing things on Shabbos. What's the issue with my putting a chalent on a crock pot at 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon and not touching it again until Shabbos morning? What could be the problem with that? So it's a very interesting thing. The Gemara in Shabbos discusses the issue, and the issue is Shema Yechta B'Gachalim, that maybe a person will come to stir the coals. The concern being that a person places food, the modern day setting would be puts food on the stove, puts food on the oven, whatever it is. They come home Friday night and they find the food isn't as far along as they would have wanted it to be. And if you think about what normally happens with us on a Tuesday morning in that situation, we instinctively turn the dial. We instinctively raise the temperature. That's not anything new. That's an old thing in the history of the world, except in the times of the Talmud, it wasn't that you would turn the dial, you would stir the coals further. The rabbis were very concerned. This whole issue is absolutely a rabbinic prohibition, not a Torah prohibition, because you're not doing any act of cooking on Shabbos. You're putting it on the fire before Shabbos begins. But the rabbis were concerned that if food is left in a heating setting going into Shabbos, that a person would come to stir the coals on Shabbos. There could be two problems. There could be that as one stirs the coals, they're further kindling the flame within the coals, which would be a prohibited Shabbos malacha, a Torah prohibited malacha. And it could be that through doing this act, they are furthering the cooking process, which might also be a Torah prohibition, depending on the specific context. So that's the concern. Were the rabbis always concerned about that? No, they weren't always concerned about that. If the food was far enough along in the process before Shabbos began, then the rabbis felt it's so far along, even if a person comes up to the stove or whatever it is on Friday night, and even if a person's a little disappointed as to how far or not far the food has come, we don't think they're going to lose themselves in the moment because the food was significantly along the way before they went and found how far along it was. So there's a concept that if the food is cooked enough coming into Shabbos, the rabbis didn't have any concerns. What is called enough? There's a machlokes. The Mishnah has a machlokes. If it's a dispute, if it's an issue of the food needs to be fully cooked at the outset of Shabbos, or the food needs to be machal ben drusoy, the food appropriate for this fellow, Ben Drusoy, is a very interesting tidbit. This individual was a well-known thief in the times of the Talmud, and I guess the general working conditions for thieves are such that there's not a set lunch hour. And the point is that he was famous for eating things on the run. So Machal Ben Drusoy is, it's not fully cooked, but it's cooked enough that this thief would have eaten it. There's a difference of opinion about what Machal Ben Drusoy is. There's one opinion in halakhic authorities that says it's a third of the way cooked. One opinion says it's a half of the way cooked. So there's a dispute cited in the Talmud. Is it that the rabbis were no longer concerned if the food was fully cooked or if the food was just Machal Ben Drusoy, either a half or a third, depending on your opinion, that was the point at which the rabbis were no longer concerned? The bottom line halacha is we hold Machal Ben Drusoy as the threshold. That if the food has been cooked to the point of Machal Ben Drusoy, there's no concerns. Though there is a dispute, if that means a third of the way cooked or a half of the way cooked, it's generally encouraged in halachic literature to try to be strict like the other opinion, that a person should try to have the food fully cooked coming into Shabbos. But the bottom line is if it's even a halfway cooked, a person can really leave it warming coming into Shabbos and technically speaking not have any concerns. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.